From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Missouri's latest special legislative session is underway. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports lawmakers are working to revise two proposals vetoed this year by Governor Mike Parson.
They included legislation to promote science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum, known commonly as STEM. Parson vetoed the bill because it appeared to only favor one vendor. GOP Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff says the questionable language was added on by the House.
I was in support of that veto when I found out that the STEM language was too narrowly drawn. So that has been changed to allow most anybody that's wanting to provide educational online instruction.
Lawmakers will also consider legislation to expand treatment courts in Missouri during the special session. Parson vetoed an earlier version after it was expanded to include rules regarding abandoned property and the retirement of judges. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Federal appeals court judges have ruled to lift a preliminary injunction that had blocked Missouri from enforcing some abortion restrictions. Planned Parenthood says the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling could end abortions at the Columbia Clinic in weeks. That could leave a St. Louis Planned Parenthood site as the only Missouri abortion clinic. Planned Parenthood Great Plains General Counsel Emily Wales says there's at least a two-week delay for the ruling to take effect. Missouri's deadline to be compliant with the Federal Real ID Act is a month from yesterday, but the Missouri Department of Revenue says it is not ready. Missouri was granted an extension last year after the Missouri General Assembly lifted its ban, keeping the state from complying. Opponents had privacy concerns. The department is asking for another extension through March of 2019. If Missouri isn't granted another extension, Missourians won't be able to use their driver's license to board airplanes or enter certain government buildings. But spokesperson for the Aviation Department at Kansas City International Airport, Joe McBride, says it doesn't mean Missouri flyers are in trouble. Missourians can use a passport or a military ID to board planes or some federal buildings.
We don't anticipate there being a denial of boarding should the deadline come and go with people's IDs, but it sure could cause some delays at the checkpoint for folks as they and other people might need to be vetted before they're getting on their flights.
The Missouri Attorney General's office is reviewing an appeals court ruling against a state ban on donations from one political action committee to another. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday ruled that the ban on PAC-to-PAC giving unconstitutionally violates committees' right to free speech. The ruling upheld a U.S. district judge's decision last year to block the ban. A U.S. district judge last year had blocked that ban and several other limits on political donations adopted by Missouri voters in 2016. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.